your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Wednesday, hockey world. You're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where we today are looking at the, like I've said before, the left side of the map. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings, and today I am joined, as I am every Wednesday, by Tom Gazzola, our local Oilers expert who drops in on Locked On NHL a couple of times a week to share his opinions and his thoughts on what's going on in the hockey world. And I figured today, since we're halfway through the season, we could do some unofficial awards given out by the two of us. What do you think about that?
I think that's a lovely idea, and I can't wait to do so.
All right, let's judge some people, because I think that's what we're here for, is judging.
Of course.
I will start with an easy one as we look at the world in our two divisions, which actually, like, let's review, because I, again, continually forget who is in either of the divisions that we are talking about on this show. So we've got the Central, which is the Floridas, Carolina, Chicago, Columbus, Nashville, Dallas, and Detroit. And we've also got the West, or the Honda West division, I guess I should say, with all of your usual Western teams, the Californias, Arizona, St. Louis, Colorado, Minnesota randomly is now a Western team, and Vegas as well. So that is our universe. But, you know, if you're a regular listener of the show, we can't always stay in our lane or on our side of the map. So who knows what we're going to come up with. But we're going to start with an easy one, which is a breakout player of the year so far. So, you know, I'm thinking either a rookie who is impressed, and I think we were both probably thinking of the same rookie for that, or someone who's been around for a couple years who's just kind of finally hitting his stride.
I'm going to give this one to you. I think we're both thinking along the same lines, and go for it, Sarah. I'm pretty sure I'll back you up on this one. Let her rip.
I was definitely thinking Kirill Kaprizov as someone who just has jumped in and impressed. He has been everything the Minnesota Wild have wanted and more. I talked with our new host of Locked On Wild on the Monday edition of this show, and you know, he had the hot take of Kirill Kaprizov could be one of the best rookies in any Minnesota sport ever to make his debut. And, you know, he's a player who is making the Wild fun to watch, which is, you know, the Wild are sometimes the butt of a lot of jokes in terms of, you know, the Minnesota Mild or whatever of, you know, they're just a very steady team. And, you know, they've never had the huge, huge star power, the, you know, flashy offense. And now they have this kid who has come on over and looks just, you know, I hate having to play again. I hate seeing him against my team, because he always scores against the Kings, and he scored some good goals against them. But he's definitely very quickly become a player who is kind of appointment watching, and I find myself actually tuning in to Minnesota Wild games intentionally, not against my team, to see him play.
I couldn't help but laugh at the Minnesota Mild comment. I don't think I've ever heard that. I don't know how I've never heard that, but it's so true. They have never, in the 20 years that they've been in the National Hockey League, have they ever been a team that I thought to myself, geez, I need to watch Minnesota tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it has to do with the fact that they only draft or trade for players from the state of hockey. Pretty much in-house. I don't know if it's that ugly color combination that they use, if it was the generic uniforms that they had in their first 8 or 9 years of existence, and then carried it on into what they use now. I don't know what it is about the Minnesota Wild that nothing is alluring about them. But now you've got Kirill Kaprizov, who is just dynamic. He's fun to watch. He's eccentric. He's all over the place. And, you know, I know he's an older rookie, Sarah, and Joe DiBiase and I were talking about this a little bit on Friday of last week. You know, there's always the little hubbub when an older rookie comes in and has success, should they lower the age? And I reminded Joe, I'm like, they've already done this. Mm-hmm. They did this in 1990 when Sergei Makarov won it at the tender age of 30, when he won the NHL's Calder Trophy. And so, like, you got to be less than 26. You got to play X amount of games or less to qualify. He has not played in the National Hockey League until this year. He was in Russia for a few years. He's 23 years old. He's a rookie. You don't need to change the rules just so you can not hurt the feelings of some 18 or 19-year-olds. Give me a break. So I think this guy has been electrifying. He's turned the mild into the wild. And you know what? To add to the allure of the Minnesota Wild, throw in those reverse retros, which are a thing of beauty, combining the look and the color scheme for the Minnesota North Stars to fit the Wild motif, and this outstanding rookie, plus Cam Talbot, good dude, have made them a good team. And Okakinen's had a good year as well. So, yes, Kirill Kaprizov, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of the same argument that we heard with Artemi Panarin of how can this come in here and come in here and win the Calder, and he's been playing professionally. Well, you know, if you have a problem with how the NHL defines professional, like, I don't know what to tell you. He's eligible. Sarah. Like, that's the rules.
Sarah, Dems to rules, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Dems to rules. Yeah, that, they've been the rules for 30 years.
Yeah, go
no
write
one's had a complaint.
In a letter. Like, you know.
Yeah. If it makes you feel better, write them a letter. Handwritten. Yeah. Don't type it. Don't email it. Handwrite them a letter.
All right, see what happens. But yeah, we've heard this argument before. It's not going to change. And he right now is definitely the player to watch. I think either from either division, either conference, whatever we're calling them this year, he's definitely captured a lot of attention.
Do we have to give special recognition to Kevin Lankinen too?
I think we should, actually. Because he is, unless you were a Blackhawks fan and you're someone who loves prospects, no one heard of him. And he is
who knew
keeping that team, making them look respectable in a season where everyone thought they were going to be battling Detroit for the bottom of the standings. And instead, Chicago is in a playoff position, largely thanks to Kevin Lankinen. Very happy, very fun Finnish guy. Very nice kid. No one knew who he was.
Yeah, I remember coming out of the first pause and getting ready for the qualifying round. We're teeing up the Oilers and Blackhawks series, and I'm like, oh my goodness, Chicago's goaltending is a disaster. And Corey Crawford had COVID. He came back, and he pushed the Blackhawks past the Oilers, which was tremendous. And I remember we did a hit, myself and Ryan Rashog for TSN, breaking down the start of this series. And I'm like, who does Chicago even have in goal? Like, Corey Crawford might not be able to even play physically. And Malcolm Subban's not getting the job done. And then who the heck is Kevin Lankinen? Fast forward half a year, and we're like, wow, Kevin Lankinen is really something, isn't he? Jeez Louise, he is outstanding. And it's just incredible what he's done, and his body of work this season has been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, so congrats, Kevin. Very, very unlikely Finnish name, a very unlikely savior maybe for the Blackhawks this season. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at some more standout players in the West. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Locker Room, which is a great way for sports fans just like you to have your voices heard. Locker Room is a live, audio-only sports talk platform where you can talk to other fans, athletes, insiders, all in real time. It's free to download and use, and it's perfect for debating the latest trade rumor, breaking down your favorite team's latest game, chatting with other fans, and more. Voices from across the Locked On network will be hosting rooms on Locker Room, so you'll get the chance to come talk with us and maybe even find yourself featured on a future Locked On podcast. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store, create a profile, link it to your Twitter account, and then keep an eye and an ear on your favorite Locked On podcast for your choice to join in. Again, that's the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store. Get on board now so you can come and hang out with all of us here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Also, it is Built Bar Madness. I love brackets, you love brackets, and guess what? The good folks over at Built Bar also love brackets. We have been telling you about Built Bars for a while now. It is the best tasting protein bar on the market. It's an amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. Now it is time to find out which Built Bar is the best. That's right, it is Built Bar Madness.
go pull up the website right now, builtbar.com, and check out the Built Bar Bracket. You can vote on your favorite flavors. Some of these matchups are really tough to choose. I personally am team cookies and cream. I want that little guy to go all the way to the championship, or as they call it, the championship. That's amazing. I love it. So you can get some awesome matchups. We've got matchups like salted caramel versus cookie dough chunk, caramel brownie versus double chocolate, and many more. So you get to decide the fate of the Built Bar flavors. Go to builtbar.com or check out bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Go vote for your favorite Built Bar and then also, you know, go buy it. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. We're covering everything you need to know about the NHL, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It is hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A little different look at players who have done great things this season is the bounce back player of the year. Let's say someone who came back from a bad season or just had a really rough start and is showing that he's still got it, that it is not game over for whoever this player is. So who comes to mind for you?
Right away, and I think you're going to appreciate this one. To me, it's Dustin Brown. And I'm sorry if I brought up the name that you probably wanted to talk about, because he is in your backyard as hosting Locked On Kings. But, I mean, he's having a tremendous season. The Kings were having a good little run. Todd McClellan, I have a ton of respect for him as a coach and as a person. And Dustin Brown, 19 points in 26 games. At the time of this recording, you know, you heard him joke about how his kids think he sucks, but he's still an effective National Hockey League player yep. all these years later. And I admire that. I really do, to stick with it. And I know people hated his contract a couple of years ago, said the Kings should have bought him out. Mm-hmm. This guy's done, blah, 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 blah. Here he is having a resurgence of sorts. And I'm going to be fully honest with you, Sarah, I respect the hell out of it. And I say kudos and tip my hat to Dustin Brown for the type of season that he's having.
Well, I'm glad you brought him up so I didn't have to be like the homer bringing up my own guy.
Probably the homer.
But yeah, he has had a very slow resurgence over the past couple of years, especially under Todd McClellan. You look at the last few years with him under Daryl Sutter, where Daryl Sutter basically put him on the fourth line and gave him, you know, for whatever reason, you know, fell out of favor and just, you know, got no minutes. So no points, just not a great situation overall for him. Like you said, Kings fans wanted him gone. Everyone's trying to figure out how to send him to whatever expansion team to Vegas a couple years ago. And instead he has put in the work. And for a player who is very physical, sometimes depending on who you ask, just on the wrong side of the line in terms of physicality, he's been remarkably durable, misses very few games, and on a team that is getting more and more young players, has become a really important voice in that room. Even though he's not the captain anymore, he doesn't wear a letter, he's still someone that's really important for all these young guys to see what it takes to be a pro and what it takes to have that kind of career. And you know, he's not scoring all the goals that just, you know, they're not all just goals that bounce off of his shin pads. Like some of these are like legit mm-hmm. goals that he's scoring, which is, you know, also pretty impressive because he's also kind of the guy that, you know, cleans up the loose change a lot, but he's scoring in all situations and is really helping this Kings team in the midst of their retooling, because no one will ever call anything a rebuild.
I'll do an honorable mention, and since we're playing the homer game, I'll say Tyson Barrie. Mm. 4 goals, 20 assists in 31 games. He has been absolutely excellent for the Oilers this season in top pairing with Darnell Nurse. He got injured Monday night against Calgary. We'll see what extent that injury is at. But there's another guy that was basically sent out to pasture by the Maple Leafs after mm-hmm. just a stinker season. Mm-hmm. Things didn't go well with Mike Babcock. You know, we've all heard Mike Commodore talk about Mike Babcock, which is highly entertaining. But here's Tyson Barrie. He got a fresh start in Edmonton and a new opportunity, and he's taken full advantage of it. So shout out to Tyson Barrie for having a comeback season as well.
That kind of leads very nicely into the next category I wanted to look at, which is best off-season acquisition. We saw a lot of movement this off-season, especially with goaltenders, and some of them have panned out a little better than others. So aside from Tyson Barrie, who's working out really well for their new teams?
Okay. One that I noticed early on that I really liked, and this might kind of fly under the radar a little bit, was Paul Stastny in Winnipeg. I've always had an eye on Paul Stastny and his subtle game. And I know his numbers aren't like these numbers that are going to wow you. And his game isn't this like sexy toe drag, velveteen type hands type of game. It's kind of meat and potatoes, but I've always appreciated what Paul Stastny brings to the table. And he's one that I think helps solidify the Jets top six to top nine to a certain extent. And I thought that was a sneaky good pickup for Winnipeg, which is a team that's really starting to round into form at the right time of year. So I'm going to go a little bit off the wall and think outside the box on this one and say Paul Stastny, Sarah.
I like it. Mine's a little outside of the box too. And also a little under the radar, which is Carter Verhaeghe in Florida with the Panthers. He spent one season with the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, won with them. Had 13 points in 52 games, not a whole lot of points, but on that team that's stacked, you know, it's probably a little hard to get too much ice time when you're dealing with some of these superstars that are on the Lightning. But this year with the Florida Panthers, he's got 11 goals, 22 points in 28 games, which is obviously a marked difference from his performance last season with the Lightning. And he has been, you know, is this sustainable? Who knows? But right now he is one of the leaders on that Florida Panther team in terms of scoring. And that team is red hot. He has really, really come through for them. And also Patrick Hornquist, who is also on the Panthers, who I keep forgetting is on the Panthers until I see them. But he has really, I think, you know, been a good influence in that room, a good veteran guy to be picked up. And I think there were a lot of questions over, you know, how he would perform given his injury history. I know he's had several, you know, upper body quote unquote injuries that are probably really concussions. And he is, you know, second in goals on that team. And he is doing the exact same thing he's done for years in Pittsburgh. And before that with Nashville, of just being that real irritating guy in front of the net. And that has not changed at all. And he's been huge for that team.
Great choice. I think he's a sneaky good player and always has been. He's kind of just in that second echelon from the top tier, kind of nestled in there in that second echelon of good quality NHL players. Effective, scores timely goals. I think that's a great pick, Sarah.
Let's look at, you know, maybe the less exciting side or the less happy side, let's say, of these sorts of rankings. And who's the most likely person to get traded in our half of the world? Who's not going to be on the same team that they're on right now come the trade deadline?
All right, I gotta look down the list here, because I'm thinking all the teams in the north think they have a chance. Nobody wants anything out of Ottawa. Go down to the west coast, and we know there's going to be a fire sale in Anaheim potentially. And as much as Oilers fans want John Gibson, and I'm sure like there's 20 other teams that would want John Gibson to be their goalie for the next years, I don't think it's going to happen. So could we see a Rickard Rakell get the old heave-ho out of Anaheim for the right price? But I feel like it's going to be a steep price to pay to get a Rickard Rakell. But he's such an effective goal scorer. And again, he shows up in big games. For the most part, he's played in a lot of big games with some really powerhouse Anaheim teams. I've got my sights set on a Rickard Rakell getting the move and finding a new team. And whoever's going to get him will likely have to pay dearly for him. But they're getting a heck of a player in his prime.
Yeah, he has been one of the Ducks' best players. And I know Ducks fans don't like the idea of having him traded, because the cupboard's a little bare in Anaheim in terms of guys who are ready to step in right now to play in the NHL. And I think there's a lot of fear that the Ducks front office will not get the best deal for him and may give him away for less than he should get with another team or another GM who is maybe a little savvier, let's say. There's a lot of frustration among Ducks fans that I have seen, but he is a name that keeps coming up. One other name that I heard, and it's a little bit of the same kind of, you know, fire sale, which is Detroit. I think anyone who is not nailed down to a long-term contract is probably out of Detroit at the end of the season. But I've seen some interest in Jonathan Bernier as a goaltender for, you know, if you need a veteran guy to come in and just kind of be there in case something, you know, happens to your starter or whatever. He's a pretty good choice, and he doesn't necessarily have the great numbers, but he's also playing for Detroit. You know, you could put anyone in there and they'd still probably do kind of poorly. So, you know, he by all intents has been fighting hard there. He's been playing hard. He just doesn't have the support from the team in front of him. So I could see him, you know, being moved at the end of the season for a team looking for just a little more stability in nets. And I think there's a lot of teams with young goaltenders or kind of unproven tandems that are, you know, holding it together for right now, but they might want to look towards the end of the season to fix that.
Totally feasible. Absolutely could see that. And I'm glad you brought that up, because another one that probably falls into that same category as Bernier is Devan Dubnyk, who our own Darren Dreger said, and Pierre LeBrun were saying could be on the block right now. And there's another guy that's been around. He's had, I think, a little bit more success, it's fair to say, than Jonathan Bernier. But if a team is looking for a solid veteran guy to have around, there's another option right there. So you got Bernier and you got Dubnyk, and I'm curious to see where they wind up if they are on the move, which I'm assuming is quite likely.
Yeah, you never know. I'm hoping we're going to wake up to like a 1 a.m. trade, but those are always the fun ones. When you wake up, you check your phone and you go, what happened? What happened overnight?
Did someone retweet a fake account?
Right. Like, nope, that really was. Yeah. We're passing judgment on more teams and more players coming up right after this. Right now, though, let's talk about betonline.ag, because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and of course the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. With betonline.ag, you can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. So that's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. If you're listening to today's show, then you already know the deal. Here on Locked On NHL, we are taking deep dives every day into news all across the NHL. So whether it is a look at top-end contenders or a look at some big rebuilds, Locked On NHL has you covered every day of the week here on this very show. So subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. Let's turn in the sort of back half of our rankings and predictions and stuff today to looking at teams overall. Let's start with a big one, which is most improved team over last season.
Right in our wheelhouse, probably the Florida Panthers. I mean, did we expect them to be at the top of the NHL at the midway point of the season? You know, maybe flirting with the playoff spot given the weird divisions. And here they are just rocking the Central and the National Hockey League. And for a while, they did it under the radar. Nobody gave them a prayer or a hope in hell to even do what they're doing. So I have to commend the Florida Panthers. Joel Quenneville and the group there is doing a great job. Let's see if they can maintain it through the second half of the season. But they seem to be surging at the right time, Sarah, and that's generally a really good sign. So hats off to the Panthers, and they're my surprise, pleasant surprise pick, and let's see where they can go with this thing.
I definitely agree. They are the team that is just shocking everybody, and for a team that I feel like every year people were like, maybe this is the year that they're going to get it together, and then they never did.
Right.
It's been a really pleasant surprise to see this actually be sustainable and not just, you know, one hot streak. This has been kind of the bulk of the season for them. And I will give my honorary mention on this one to a team we've talked about a little bit before, which is the Minnesota Wild. And they're largely most improved because of Kirill Kaprizov, who is, you know, kind of dragging that team into being fun and respectable and exciting to watch. But they're a team that at the beginning of the season, people, you know, thought they would not get, they'd be maybe fighting for that fourth spot in the playoffs, but maybe, you know, who knows where they would end up. And right now they're second in the division. They've been kind of all over the map, but they are, now that they're kind of fully recovered from their COVID bout, they have been really solid since then. And it's been a lot of young guys leading the way for the Wild, including, of course, their big star rookie. So they're my honorary mention for most improved over last season.
Excellent choices. I think we've done a tremendous job, by the way.
Yeah, I think they should, like, the NHL should call us in terms of
give us a call,
doing some of these. And we'll look at a couple others before we wrap things up today. This kind of goes hand in hand with the previous question, but I think it's one that sometimes you can get a little interesting with, which would be the best coach. And, you know, much as no one defines the Jack Adams Award in the same way, and many times you say, if you give me a good goaltender and you'll get your Jack Adams Award winner. So you can define best coach as however you want. But who stands out to you?
Oh, boy. I think here's one that I want to give some credit to, and thinks that this guy, he's been coaching in the league for a hell of a long time, and he got in when he was like 28 or 29 years old. But Paul Maurice, I think, deserves a little bit of love for what he's been able to do. There's been some turbulent times in Winnipeg with that team. See what I did there? But he's managed to settle in and ride the waves above the clouds. And it's nothing but smooth sailing for the Jets right now. I think they're ascending to prominence here. So Paul Maurice for me is the guy.
I'm glad that you kept going with the Jet jokes. That is really what we're here for, I think, is puns. And Paul Maurice is a good choice. I think it would be interesting to get Winnipeg fans' thoughts on that, because I see people who are kind of on both sides of the coin. But for one of the, like, isn't he the most long-tenured NHL coach at this point in terms of staying with the same team?
Wow. Boy, he must be. And he's only been there for a few years. So that tells us about the coach's carousel, and your job's never really that safe. Yeah. Wow. Paul Maurice. By the way, just the puns thing, you hang around with Gene Principe for the better part of 14 years. They're going to, through osmosis, get to you at some point eventually.
I love it. I can't say that I had a name in mind for this category. So Paul Maurice is a good choice. I think that, you know, for many of these teams, we know the coach is good. Like, we're not going to sit around and wonder, you know, whoa, what's going on with Colorado? Like, we know what's happening in Colorado. Right. I will give like a slight tip of the cap to Todd McClellan in Los Angeles, because with the roster that he has, the fact that he's getting them close to a playoff position, and they've been flirting with the you know, number four spot every so often. I've been really impressed, as someone who watches this team all the time, that he has managed to get everyone on the same page and really gets those guys to buy in, which I know is hard on a rebuilding team when you have, you know, guys who won multiple Stanley Cups and people who it's their first game in the league. And he has them all firing on the same page most of the time. Sometimes they choose not to show up, but I've been impressed with what I've seen from him, and it's only going to get more fun as they get more experienced, and, you know, people will get to see what's happening out there. We will close today with the obvious question: who's the most likely to win their division, and who's the most likely to win the Stanley Cup?
Ooh, all right. Midseason prediction. Division for the North, Toronto. Ah, no, you know what? I'm going to switch that. I'm going to say Winnipeg takes it away from them.
Nice.
And and I'll go with Vegas in the West. I'll leave the other two to you, because I don't want to take them all.
Oh, man. Who's left? Okay, so the Central, I think Tampa will come back and get it. just because it's Tampa. I have mm-hmm. learned to never count them out, but I think that that one is going to be tight down the slope unless something catastrophic happens. I'll be interested to see. I think it's going to be that the Floridas and Carolina really battling for that top position, but I think the Lightning will do it. In the East, you know, I keep looking at the Islanders, who have had, they're right now at the top of the division. They're at the top of the league tied with the Panthers. They had the quietest, they've won 9 in a row. Like who knew that was happening with the Islanders? So I would kind of look to them to hang on. I think there's a lot of inconsistency on a lot of the other teams in terms of goaltending. Pittsburgh has been up and down. Boston has been up and down. Philadelphia, I don't know what's happening to them, but they're kind of crashing at the wrong time. And the other three teams, you know, congratulations for existing, but
you know. Here's your participation ribbon.
Exactly. Yeah, please wait for the draft lottery. But I think that it might come down to the Islanders. Maybe Washington will come back because, again, like the Lightning, never count the Capitals out for anything. But right now, the Islanders just are very quietly good. And that could be scary if they get it together at the right time.
Almost as scary as Lou Lamoriello's grimace whenever he stares you down.
I don't know. That might win. That might be scarier.
Ugh. I've had it happen to me once in the bowels of Rexall Place. I said, hello. Oh, no. And he just scowled at me. And I was like, oh, okay. Right. That's how it is, huh?
We'll
legendary.
Do that again.
Nope. No hellos for you, Lou.
Nope. And do you have a Stanley Cup winner? Who do you think takes it all?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say this is the Vegas Golden Knights year. Yeah. Vegas, baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm really liking what they're doing.
Yeah, I always hate predicting them. Like, it hurts to say it, but I feel a little bit too
they're a
team that kind of needed to learn how to lose, a little bit like the Lightning have said, of we needed to experience those defeats in the playoffs to really be able to come back. And I feel like Vegas every year, you know, something happens. There's the drama with the Sharks game. And I feel like every year they're almost there and then something happens. And maybe this time, you know, they have assembled the right group of guys who can take it the whole way. I would love to see the Cup, you know, come back to the West and hang out on this side of the country for a while. And maybe it's their year, which will be great because eventually they're going to get into even more cap trouble than they already are.
I would love to just go down to the Stanley Cup parade on the Strip. Could you imagine the craziness?
That would be ridiculous. Like,
right. Bring it on. If that happens, Sarah, I'm there.
I like it.
Open up the border, give me my vaccination, and send me to that Cup parade because I'm going to just have myself a little time.
I think that's the best place to party for a Stanley Cup win. Nothing like Vegas. So we'll see what happens. We're closing in on the end of the season, and we'll see if our predictions came true. I won't make us go back and listen to this at the end of the year, but we'll see maybe how wrong we were about some of these. So thanks for
guaranteed
repeating.
I'm wrong.
I mean,
yeah,
I
exactly. Hey, this is always a fun exercise. Yeah. You know that.
Oh yeah. And you know, it gives us a little chance to talk some nonsense about some teams and see where they end up. So thanks for sharing your thoughts and your predictions with me. For people who want to hear more from you, who want to argue with you about your predictions and your picks, where can they find you online?
You can find me at Tom Gazzola on Twitter, on TSN 1260 in Edmonton, and popping in from time to time on NHL Network.
All right, and I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. This show's on Twitter at LockedOnNHLPods, where you can find out all the cool stuff happening across the network. Make sure you're subscribed to the show because we've got great stuff for you 5 days a week. And come back tomorrow for more hockey talk here on Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.